this moment. Now we see this, hear this. Being just this moment is most straightforward, simple, ordinary. This moment is revealed right here now. All of us, everyone, has this moment, as is. I shouldn't even say has, is. And yet, because of ongoing changing that is this moment, and because the habits of assumption of self, especially fixed separate self, self and not self, self and others, because believing that, holding to that, we get into all sorts of suffering, all sorts of harming occurs. And despite us not wanting this consequence, we don't want suffering, we don't want harming. We know that. It's not something mysterious or exclusive to anyone. All humans, all beings don't want suffering. Nevertheless, this moment, we create backward, forward self stories. We attempt to create and believe explanations, which unfortunately, as we know from our own experience, lead to trouble, lead to action, reactions, suffering. So we have practice. We do practice when we can skillfully. We study self. And in this, we see myriad forms revealed, myriad forms of the universe that is our life. And yet, we also see the habits arising of all sorts of making it into something, making it into self, seeing it as self, not self. And out of those stories, fictions, excuses, even we can call them justifications, we do things that are sometimes narrow, sometimes blinded, and doing, believing those things, we see what happens. We see how we and others are suffering and harming from it. And we see how we want to and sometimes do perpetuate visions and excuses. In a sense, this practice is discovering this, and discovering it means then doing to the extent we can what we can when we see it, to the extent that we see what's skillful. Please note in the practice principles when we make a point of emphasizing caught in dreams, caught and adding self-centeredness to dreams, holding to the thoughts and reactions. That's the point of reminder of practice. That's the opportunity we have where we can, if I call it, short-circuit those habit-freeing tendencies. habits of dreams believed. It's in a way easy to say this, much more difficult to do it because we're so caught in it, so habituated, so enamored by it, feel such justification to do it. This is similar to the Buddha's caution when he talks about practice, when he says, in hearing, in seeing, in thinking, in all the various ways that we perceive and function, he cautions against adding on therein, thereby, like we could say, therefore. In other words, we see something and we say, because of that, therefore, or therein it means, or thereby I should. And those added habits of the therein, therefore, thereby, you know your own particular habits. That's just a few ways of clarifying them or pointing them out. What we add, that which we add creates blindness, creates delusions about what means what and what we ought to do about it or how we ought to feel about it, how we should be troubled by it. We sit and look out at a beautiful, well, someone mentioned a beautiful snowy mountain and then think about, oh, I should be able to do such and such, or that means such and such. There's various formulations in practice to help us notice that, to help us notice where we say, if this, then that. These are the therefores, therebys. Similar formats which are designed to enable us to see these habits, these self-centered holding to thoughts and feelings, emotions and dreams that create troubles. It's not their arising that's the issue, it's what we do with them. And that's the practice opportunity that we become familiar with, whether when we're sitting formally or throughout our life, as we start noticing that, if I'll call it that, process habit appearing, we can also see what we should, can do with it, what we are doing with it, and what might be skillful because we don't want the consequences of the result. In one way, it's useful to notice we get caught up in accord with the habits and tendencies that arise just as other things arise in our life. There is no blame in habits and tendencies and caughtness arising. It's as if we're walking down a path and all of a sudden there's various protruding branches, tangles, and we get caught in them. However, if we find ourselves caught, when we find ourselves habitually grabbing onto something, then it's up to us to do what's skillful. Then it's up to us if and when there's something necessary and appropriate to do that, to, in generality, if we were to say, to cease holding on or to cease acting out the reaction. Or, as Uchiyama Roshi uses the expression, to open the clutching hand of thoughts, feelings, actions, reactions, the various ways we manifest physically, mentally, emotionally, the ways we speak of being who we are, perceiving who we are. Forgetting self is forgetting the myriad aspects that arise as they arise, over and over in a sense. To do, to be what is necessary and skillful in our life. To, if I say it this way, thankfully, be thankful, have no complaints whatsoever. Which is another way of saying forgetting self, which is thank the complaints, the ways of judging and believing, the ways of judging and believing. So we're blinded to the myriad dharmas of this life. But if we can release those, then we can awaken to this life moment, which is your life, our life. And awakening is simply being what's always so, who, what this ongoing changing is manifesting in us. Even the many ways of holding and clutching many likes and dislikes, because despite entangling and justifying them, we can also become familiar with and therefore notice them when they arise. But we each have to be familiar with my ways, your ways. Then you can do what's skillful to be this moment, being just this moment, to cease holding, to cease acting out and be who, what you and the universe are right now. Thank you.